Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are B'siyat D'Shemaya, continuing our series of Shi'urim, the Rambam Hilchas Malachim. We're in the fifth parak in the first halacha. This is the fourth shir in this series. And we've been discussing the question of when you go out to war. At first you go out to the Milchemes Mitzvah, then to a Milchemes Rishus. And we were marchiv that there are two types of Milchemes Rishus. There's Milchemes Ha'am, that the king fights on behalf of the nation, and then there's the Milchemes HaMelech, and that you don't need the 71 of the Sanhedrin, and it's not considered Milchemes Ha'am, it's also a type of Milchemes Rishus. So we were Marich B'siyat D'Shmaya, Bofen Nifla, Al Pi Torahs Morinu Rabbeinu, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Lishmo L'Zichro Tavis Kol Nefesh, Udov Zitzel. Az Hashem Anach Zichim Liyashev, Tivrei Rashi. Anach Lamadu at Rashi B'Brochus, Sherashi Sham Omer, Shetzarich... שלפני שנלחמים מלחמת מצווה הולכים לסנהדרין ונמלוכים בסנהדרין. למה נמלוכים בסנהדרין? To be מקבל רשוס, so they should daven. שון רשי. נותן בהם רשוס כדי שיספלו עליהם. כדי שיספלו עליהם. It's a חיוב. To ask, you're not allowed to go out like the Rambam Paskins, you're not allowed to go out to מלחמת רשוס. Unless you ask the Sanhedrin first. So why does Rashi say the whole word is in order that they should daven? Ad kan ma she'shalnu ma she'alu kvar harbe. Az omer Rabbeinu me'atan ra b'yishuv divrei Rashi bebrachot. Dine. It says there that there was a kinor top of his bed, and every night it would go off at midnight, etc. We came in shalom at hashachar, nichnesu chachmei Yisrael etzlo, and they would start saying. The Gemara tells us that he'd get up, he'd learn Torah at Chatzos, Amar HaShachar, Nichnu Chutzach Ma'isal Etzel, they said, Adonenu HaMelech, your nation needs Parnasse. So he says, L'chuvis Parnasse Zu Mizu, go and get Parnasse from each other. Go and get Parnasse from each other. And they said to him, no, it's not enough. And they said to him, L'chu Pishtu Yidechem Bigdud, go and spread out your hands with troops. So then they be yoyetz b'achi toifel, nemlochem b'sanhedrin, sholem b'rmetumim, and then they bring the pasuk to this effect. So that's the Gemara. So it's mashma, this happened every day. Every day they come in, they say we don't have parnasa, and he gives them this eitz. Chupishti yideichem b'gdud. As kvar sefer smichas chachomim, ובספר חפץ השם ועוד ספרים, הם ביקשו, וכי בכל יום היו יוצאים במלחמה. Every day they're going out to war. Could that be? Like the Gemara tells us, every day they go into David, and then every day he tells them to push the Yudechem Bigdud. So we have to say, and there's a little bit of this in the Sefer Chefetz Hashem, שמה שכתוב בגמרא שם, מיד פושטים ידיהם בגדוד, that they would literally spread out their hands with troops, with army troops, לא מיירי על מלחמה. It's not talking about an actual war, אלא רק גדוד לפשוט לתפוס שלל. But rather it's talking about these troops who are going to get booty. They're going to get spoils. And that's the Maisim Shebuchol Yom. See Shmuel Aleph in the 30th Perek, Ba Maleki Shepashtu Al Tziklag, Lishbos Shevi, it says there in Pasuk Ches, Erdof Achre HaGdud Hazeh. So there it's not talking about where they actually waged war. And yet they're still called a Gdud. And it's Mefurish and Rashi. In Malachim Beis, the second, the fifth chapter, in the second pasuk, Va'aram yatzu gedudim, kishehochem emeya o emasayim emey atzman lishol, v'asher yimtzon, when you have 100 or 200 who go out on their own to take spoils, whatever they find, that's called a gedud. So to Shmuel Beis, peregimel pasuk chof Beis, v'ni avdei dav v'yov b'mei ha'gedud, v'sholol rov iman, Rashi, Pashtu bigdud lishal rishlalada aloyev. So in other words, again, you see again that it's an inyan of taking spoils. Adakim Tzudas right now like that, but you see there in Rashi that it's taking spoils. That's what the Gedud is doing. They're taking spoils. We also see in Baruches 29b, Bav Mitzia 94b, Gedudei Chayis Ulistim, that we're not talking about a Mucham, we're talking about Shlilas Shal Alayin Sham. At Zev Shal Faresh, Bapasuk, that we're talking about spoils, this Gedud is spoils. Bishmuel Bet, Biperik Chav Bet, Pasuk Lamed, Bitilim, Perik Yutchet, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Kibacha, Arutz Gedud, Uve Elohaya, Daleg Shur. Is with you, I will run a Gedud, or I will crush. Arutz can mean to run. It could also mean to crush, like the Rotzetz. Uvelokain, with my God, at the lake shore, I'll skip over the wall. So look there in the Targum Yonis and also in the Mitzudis. At the lake shore means, Achabesh kol krachin takifin, I will capture strong cities. So that's the Gedud. The Elokai at the lake shore is capturing the small cities. Aval kibcha arutz Gedud is not talking about capturing cities. The Lola Kibush. So with their bitachon in Hashem, they'll be able to get the spoils. Aval krach has a chayma, in other words, a shore. Uvelokai adaleg shore. What is this shore? This shore is kibush. So when there's a wall, you need to actually capture it. That's more difficult. But just to take spoils, for that you don't need to capture. So therefore, kibucha, with you, if people, when I be tachan on you, I run a troop. You'd say our roots is, like I said, can mean to run. So again, it could also mean to crush the other enemy's gedud, but it could also mean to run my gedud and take spoils. And then Ovelokai, with my God, I will capture krachin takifin. I will capture strong cities, but the gedud is not for capturing. The gedud is just for taking spoils, and it's mefurish in the Ramban al Torah in Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Shesholchem Rak Borei Prozi Kiderech HaSholem. In other words, when you're shalol, when you're taking booty, you're doing it in the Orei Prozi. You're doing it in the unwalled cities. Whereas when you're taking, when you have to capture, that is in a walled city. But if it's not a walled city, then, you don't need to capture it. You can just go ahead and take spoils. But if it's a walled city, then you can't just take spoils. The wall for that you have to capture. And this kibush is Belokai. When you're doing a Belokai at the lake shore, Elokai is helping you. They have the Shem Hashem, Elokai, with God. I'm fighting the wars of God, like we saw before by Avigail in the previous shir. Ki milchamos Hashem Adoni nilcham. You're fighting the wars of God. Milchamos amada Hashem. That's mamash milchama. When you're fighting the nation of Hashem's wars. So if I'm a yachid shem Hashem, I'm fighting the wars of God, then I can capture the walls, I can capture these walled cities. The Targum Yonis, and it says, "Bememre Elokayak Achabish." According to the word of God, the mitzvah of Hashem, I'm going to capture. It's mashma that it's going on a Mochemis mitzvah. So that has the word of Hashem to do it. Like Rashi there writes on the Kibush Yevusi, that it's mitzvah's Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So this is Mochemes mitzvah, it's a din Mochama, and therefore it has nothing to do with the Gedud. The Gedud isn't actually waging the war, the Gedud is just taking the booty. And now we can understand the Sifri in Parshas Pinchos. The Sifri in Parshas Pinchos writes, Asher Yetzel Lefneim, Asher Yavu Lefneim, B'siyata Dishmaya, a number of months ago, we beautiful shir in this pasuk. Asher yetzei b'gdud, asher yetzei b'krach. You go out in a gdud, in a troop, and you go out in a city. And the Gra writes, asher yetzei b'derech, instead of b'krach. Asher yetzei b'derech. The gedud is going out in the derech. Otherwise, what's the contrast? The gedud and the krach. What does it mean the Gra was bothered? What does it mean asher yetzei b'gedud, asher yetzei b'krach? So he has b'derech instead. But based on what we explain, that's this pasuk of what's the other lake shul? Karachin, the cities. So these are two separate dinim. There's a krach, and then there's a gedud. Trei dini havu. So this is a makor naman, this is a faithful source to what we've been explaining. That a gedud that the krach, for that you need to wage war. That you need a mochama mamish. And that's the second type of yitzia. That it says in the medrash. That asher yetzei b'krach. You're going out to wage war against the city. That's mamish mochemes ha'am. That's a proper war. But asher yetzei b'gdud can be just to go out and get booty. Get spoils. You could just have the king's troops without being motzi da'am le'melchama. It's not mamash le'melchama. It's just the king's troops. That's what we explained again in the previous year. We were talking about the war of the nation versus the war of the king. So the war of the king is like his own personal thing. And that isn't a proper war. And for that, you don't need the rishus of the Sanhedrin. And he's taking out his own people. And then vayta, you have the war of the nation. And that's a proper war. And that's the two, the drasha and the sefri. That yetzei b'gdud, to take spoils, the king and his own troops, and then the yetzei b'krach, to fight Mohammed Ha'am, Mohammed Hashem. So I think that this was proven well, our yesod. As l'fizeh, anachnu achshav mu'unyanim la'aspir, ma'zeh nichnesu chachmei Yisrael. Shanidon eino ela al gedud shu inyan tmidi ve'eino milchemes ha'am. So since this is a daily occurrence, so we're not talking about an actual war. We're not going out every day to wage war, but rather just to get spoils. Ze inyan tmidi ze lo milchemet ha'am. In other words, there's going to be an inyan tamidi of pshitas gedudim, and then he's going to overcome them. So that's what it means. Gad gedud yigudenu. There's going to be these gedudes that are always coming on God, and he's going to beat them. Lashon HaRamban, v'anachon sheyeh kamo la'alot la'am legudenu b'chabakuk, yomar ki gedud yigudenu tamid, sheyeh lo melchamot rabot ufashat gedud alav be'artzo, v'hu yagud oto al akevo, sheyitgaber alav, v'yirdof oto, v'hem yashuvu al ekev boshtam. So it's talking about the koach of God, that the troop will assail God. He'll have many of these troops assailing him. And then he's going to be victorious, pursue them, returning on the heel of those who shame them. Yeshua alekev boshtam. Ze lashon ha-pasuk be'erech be'tehilim ayin, dalet. So that's he's going to beat the enemy. But again, it's talking here not about an actual war, but just about troops taking booty. It's an inyan tamidi that the pasuk is talking about over there. והיינו עניין תמידי שאינו מלחמה ממש אלא פשיטת גדודים בכנל, ומלחמה כזו שאינה צריכת כל העם, לא באי בייזן של עין א', so as a מלחמה, which doesn't require the whole nation, just the king's personal troops, you don't need a bezdin of 71. Like we learned earlier, that you can have Mulchemes HaMelech that you don't need a bezdin for. The bezdin is to make it a Mulchemes HaAm. And on that Rashi writes, Shishalu b'Sanhedrin kidei shiyispalu aleihem, that they should ask the Sanhedrin, or the Sanhedrin should daven, as Eina Kavana lehodiyam kidei shiyitpalu. שעל זה אין צריך לשאול קודם המלחמה, אלא עיקרו לאשבויי מלחמת העם על ידי הסכמת הסנהדרין. What it's coming, it doesn't mean that they're telling them in order that they should daven. For that you don't have to ask before the war. But rather it's telling us that we are if they wanted them to daven, they could just go ahead and say daven. What do they have to ask? They have to ask in order that they should daven. So what are they trying to do over here? So what they're doing is Omer Rabbeinu La'ashvuyei mulchemes ha'am al yidei ha'skamas ha'sanhedrin. In other words, this is a pshitas gdud, this is just a personal taking of booty, but they wanted to make it that the Sanhedrin should be maskim to this. They wanted to make this a mulchemes ha'am by the Sanhedrin being maskim to this pshitas gdud. Ela de ma sheratza la'asot ha'mulchama chalot zo ha'yidei zeh yeh zeh inyan shel ha'am v'ha'Sanhedrin. So how are they going to make this chalois? How are they going to make this chalois that the Sanhedrin is going to, that this is going to be a war of the Sanhedrin. It's going to be a Mulchemes Ha'am, and it's not just going to be David's personal fight. They want to make it that it should be Mulchemes Ha'am, i.e. Askamas Sanhedrin. That makes it a much stronger chances of victory, of power. It's Mulchemes Ha'am, it's not just Pshitas HaGedud. So how are they going to make it into Askamas Sanhedrin? So the answer is by getting them to daven. If they're not davening, what does it have to do with them? In other words, this isn't a typical Mulchemes Rishus, that you need the Sanhedrin involved. So how do you get the Sanhedrin involved? If it's not a typical Mulchemes Rishus, what does Sanhedrin have to do with this? The answer is you get them to daven. So you come and ask Rishus, and then the Sanhedrin's going to daven. And now it becomes a war of the Sanhedrin. In other words, now that you ask their rishus and they're davening through those pulos, now it becomes the war of the Sanhedrin. Otherwise, why would they daven? Stam to be poshet yidud, is that the job of the Sanhedrin? The Beis and Agadol, they daven for you? That's not their job. Adu Sanhedrin, the tefila kaimi, ma pitom. The answer is you're making an ashvui, you're making a chalois here that it's a mulchemes Sanhedrin, it's a mulchemes ha'am, it's a war of the nation. This pshitas ha'gedud is shaykh to the whole country, and so there from this we learn shein rotzim mulchemes rishus al pi beis shalayin echad. That's when the king wants to make a mulchemes rishus, dinei mulchemes rishus. So this is given over to the Sanhedrin. So in other words, this again is not directly a war of Sanhedrin. This directly has no shaykhus to the Sanhedrin. This is Pshitas Gdud, it's not even a proper war. It's just taking booty. But they want to make it, they want to give it a chalois that it is a proper war, that it's not just taking booty, it's not just the king's own personal inyan, but it belongs to it's relevant to the whole nation. So therefore, they would go to the Sanhedrin and they would ask. And then the Sanhedrin would daven, and now it has shaychus to the Sanhedrin. And once the Sanhedrin feels the shaychus, then now it becomes the Sanhedrin's war. And from this you learn, why did they want to make it shaykh to the Sanhedrin? Because that's how Mulchemes Rishus's work. They wanted to strengthen this this battle of theirs, of taking the Pshitas Hagdud. They wanted to make it a Melchemes Ha'am. They wanted to make it more powerful. So the only way to do that is through the Sanhedrin. So from this you can learn, She'en Rotzina Melchama, I'll be Melchemes Rishus. A proper Melchemes Rishus is only through the 71 of the Sanhedrin. And again, the tefillah is a means to make it the union of the Sanhedrin. Otherwise, there's no union of the Sanhedrin, as we explained, because it's only Pshitas Gedut. And for this, we can also, with this, we can also explain we had Stiras in the Rambam. And Shorash Yedalet, it's mashma that it's not Likuvatas the Sanhedrin. Lashon of Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah is Nag David, it's not Likuvah. Because Me'ikar Adin, you can fight without the Sanhedrin. It's Mochemes HaMelech. But David HaMelech did it anyway, because that's the way you do, because then he made it a Mochemes, because if it was a Mochemes HaMelech, you don't need Rishus of the Sanhedrin. But he was Messiahites anyway, he went to them anyway in order to make it a Mochemes HaM. Like it says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mochemes V'Kvishas HaYaris. So Kvishas Ayaris are not Muhammas, because Ayaris are not Krachim, they're not big cities. So for that, Gedudei HaMelech is enough. And for that, you don't need the Sanhedrin. But nevertheless, David still did Alpiyam Ubat Sasan. Because Im lo eskimu lo asa Muhammad came and Shiratsa Shtei Zu Muhammad Sa'am. He wanted it to be Idea Sanhedrin. And therefore, he had to take into account their Eitzah, only to do Alpiyam. So when we saw it's Ma'akev. The Rambam says Ma'akev Muhammad's, the Sanhedrin, it's talking about when you're doing a Melchemes Ha'am, in order for it to be Melchemes Ha'am, it's Ma'akev. And when it was Rishus, it's when it was Melchemes HaMelech. But he wanted to make it a Melchemes Ha'am. In order to make it a Melchemes Ha'am, and not just a regular Pshitas Hagdud, so for that he had to go and ask the Sanhedrin. It's not a steer at all. And the Rambam says, you have to do it if it's a typical Melchemes Rishus. If it's not a typical Melchemes Rishus, David did it of his own volition, because he wanted to strengthen the war, that the Pshitas Hagdut should be Alpi the Sanhedrin, and therefore he would follow their Eitzah. And it could be Rashi says Tfila made the Sanhedrin interested, and the Rambam says Eitzah. Bazin's job isn't to give Eitzahs. The answer is that this is their war. So since this is their war, they're giving Eitzahs, so that's how he's making it their war. By asking Eitzah, according to Rashi, it's by having them daven. And that's the Lashon of the Gemara, v'nimlachim b'sanhedrin. So the Ikarin is menlachim, which is taking counsel. So it's taking counsel, it's not asking their rishus. The answer is, once they take counsel, then it becomes their war. Shuvai de'ezatu zu melchama. Sh'mikar din ein din alpi de'ebezin shalayinecha. Now it has din melchama, which is with 71. Also Rashi, what does it mean in Imlachim? Imlachim means they take counsel, and they want to make the Sanhedrin the Bailam and this Mulchama. Therefore it's Tali Bahamubatasan. Rashi says they were Nimlach, that they should daven, the Rambam, the Nimlach, they should get Eisa. But either way, it's the same idea that it should be the war of the Sanhedrin. And so from this you learn that if you're doing any proper Mulchemis mitzvah, Mulchemis Rishus, you need a base in Rishiv Ve'echot. This week it'd be Miyashiv, also Stila and Rashi, but Mir Tashem, God should give us life and health and everything we need. And please God, in the next segment of this shiur, we will hopefully see more, and we'll be zochet to see in Flos, Rabbos, Gedolos, Vatsumas, Miteras Hashem. This was awesome, sweet friends, just awesome. It's so gratifying. Baruch Hashem. Thank you for listening. There's just no Torah like this. Again, I'm not complimenting myself. It's all mitaras chaveinu. I'm just trying to convey it properly. And if anything isn't clear, you can always contact me, and hopefully I'll try to clarify. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.